Okay, thank you so much. My name is Nico Gruchevsky, and I'm here with my colleague, Mario Matias. I think I pronounced your name right.
Yeah, you pronounce it very well.
We work on an open source project at Grafana called Grafana Bela about software engineers. We didn't practice this presentation much because we live on two different continents, so you get what you get.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not too bad. Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Let's go. So we will first do a very quick introduction to what is distributed tracing. I know most of you already know, but just to try to get a common mindset even for people that is new to observability or to distributed tracing. Then we will explain a bit how it is implemented and how do we implement it in Grafana Bela that using eBPF. If you want to instrument a server, you might add an instrumentation library, like for example the OpenTelemetry SDK, and insert some instrumentation points in your server to get on each request a span containing data like the start and the end, or some extra information about the request, like client ID, the path of an HTTP, the response, etc. Then you can send that to an OpenTelemetry collector and visualize that. If we have a distributed service in which one service calls another, gets responses and so on, you could still do the same, instrument each point and then send them to an OpenTelemetry collector, for example. But the spans themselves could give information, but separately may lack a lot of context. So if you get just a bunch of front-end database, back-end span separate, it would not be as useful as, for example, getting for each span, which is the request that invoked that other request, so you can see everything in context. This is what we say name distributed tracing or context propagation. In OpenTelemetry, concretely, we use the W3C standard that is using a trace parent header in the request, so you can insert into your request, you can insert headers with the trace ID and the parent span ID, and then their services getting this or receiving those invocations can read this trace parent and add it to their own request. So that way you can always track the context. This is not any real SDK, any real language, it's just an example on how could you do it. You have a service and on each request you can read this trace parent, create your span, the part of the trace, and when you have to call other services, you will add this trace parent in the headers and then in the span. This can be manually done by code via an SDK, or this can be injected by your instrumentation or SDK agent, like the OpenTelemetry Java or OpenTelemetry.net agents. Bela does another or follows a similar approach, especially for these services that are written in a language that is not so easy to instrument via an external agent. I'm thinking of, for example, compiled languages like Go, Rust, and C. In that case, Grafana Bela can be deployed in the same host as the services you want to instrument, and it will use eBPF, the eBPF technology, we will talk later a bit about it, to hook and inspect the runtimes and libraries of your application or the functions of your application, and where as well some points of the Linux kernel. Then compose metrics, traces, and forward them to your OpenTelemetry collector. What is eBPF? I mentioned it before. It's a just-in-time virtual machine that is shipped inside the Linux kernel. This allows you to efficiently hook programs to multiple events in the kernel libraries and the user space program. So for example, Bela can hook every time an HTTP request is received in the instrumented application. Bela can execute immediately a piece of code, a probe, and then inspect and even modify the memory, the runtime memory of your process, or even the kernel. This way is able to know when service requests start and end, and even inspect some arguments about them. So Bela has two ways to provide an expanse information. One is to inspect at the language level. So at the language level, we only currently support Go, and it hooks user probes into the Go runtime and the Go libraries to inspect them. And to support other languages, that this is compiled languages, but also Python, Ruby, or other interpreted languages, hooks K probes in several kernel functions and libraries to know when connections are started, to read the arguments of the requests and the responses and so on. We are able to do that in Go. We are currently inspecting HTTP, HTTPS, gRPC, HTTP2, and soon SQL. And at the kernel level, at the moment, we are inspecting HTTP and HTTPS, but other protocols will come at some point. So this we only talk about how to provide the spans, but Nicola will talk about how the context is propagated with Bela.
Yeah. Okay, I think you can hear me here. You can hear me, right? It's working. Okay, we showed the previous example where we had this done by manual introduction of those in that logic in the program about reading the trace information coming in on a request and then how we send that over, or which is effectively what most of the OpenTelemetry SDK instrumentations do, or the agents in Java or .NET. They do that injection for you automatically, but we do it with eBPF, so you actually don't have to have an SDK added to your packages, or on languages when that doesn't exist, or languages where maybe your library dependencies don't quite work with the SDK because of, I don't know, different versions, or it's not up to date, or whatever the reason. So we hook into the program, like Mario mentioned, in different ways. And when a request starts, we actually read the memory with eBPF and what is in that trace parent. If there isn't one, we'll generate one according to the W3 spec. Then what we do next is that we notice an outgoing call. And then in that outgoing call, if we can find the information about the headers, we will inject the outgoing trace header, just like the SDK would do. So this is what happens in Go currently with Bela. This is exactly what we do. Now, internally, how this all works? Well, we, to make sure that we can tag like an incoming request on a server, accepted something like slash ping, for example, and it did an outgoing request to slash ping me too. And in that case, we need to track that this incoming request matches this outgoing request. But the call may be async. Maybe somebody wrote a library and said, well, you know, I don't want to wait for this request, so I just want to do it async for whatever the reason, right? I'm using some reactive library. So in that case, for Go, we track the Go routine creation and termination, essentially. So because the Go runtime and the standard libraries are very standardized and everybody uses that, we're able to do this kind of stuff. So it doesn't need to be the first argument, needs to be the context, none of that stuff. We just track Go routine creation and we're able to match it later on. So that's how we propagate the context. Now, for the other languages, we thought, well, how are we going to do that for other languages? Like, people use number of libraries. How do you do this on compiled languages? Like somebody does just-in-time compiled language, and well, it's kind of hard, right? So for that, we wrote additional support that does something more sneaky, or if you will, something more interesting. So when two servers or two processes talk to each other over HTTP, for example, they have a unique pair of information that identifies every connection. So I have a client, opens a remote connection to a server. It has a source port, which is typically ephemeral. And I have a destination port, which is a server.